Litecoin confirms zero-day bug triggered 13-block reorg. Litecoin core developers confirmed on April 25th that a zero-day vulnerability in the reference client was the cause of a 13-block chain reorganization seen earlier this week, according to a Bitcoin news post on X. The team said a patched release is now in circulation and that the network has been mining stably on the Canonical chain since the fix landed. A 13-block reorg is unusually deep for any major proof-of-work network. For context, Litecoin produces a block roughly every 2.5 minutes, so the rolled-back segment represents about half an hour of history. Bitcoin and Litecoin reorgs of more than 2 or 3 blocks are rare enough that they typically force exchanges to widen their confirmation requirements until the cause is understood. What the developers actually patched? The official statement frames the issue as a zero-day in block validation logic, rather than a 51% attack or a coordinated double spend. That distinction matters. A consensus bug means honest nodes running the older client temporarily disagreed about which chain was valid, and the longer chain that eventually won was produced by miners running the unpatched software. No attacker controlled mining power. The divergence came from code, not from hash rate. Developers have asked node operators, mining pools, and exchanges to upgrade immediately. Until the supermajority of hash rate is on the patched build, there is residual risk that another fork could appear if blocks land in a way that re-triggers the bug. Why exchanges noticed first, the reorg came to public attention because several exchanges paused Litecoin deposits and withdrawals while their nodes resynced. Exchanges typically require 6 to 12 confirmations on Litecoin before crediting a deposit. A 13-block reorg blows through that threshold and forces operators to either freeze balances or risk crediting transactions that no longer exist on the Canonical chain. Coinbase, Kraken, and Binance all maintain Litecoin trading pairs and run their own validating nodes. None has reported user funds lost as a direct result of the reorg, but several flag temporary deposit suspensions during the window. Anyone who sent LTC to an exchange in the affected period should verify on-chain that their deposit ultimately confirmed on the post-fork chain. What it means for LTC spending Litecoin sits behind several payment processors and a small number of crypto card programs that allow users to fund cards with LTC. Card top-ups generally settle internally once a provider sees enough confirmations, so a deep reorg can, in theory, cause an exchange to credit and then debit a balance if the original deposit transaction is orphaned. In practice, custodial card issuers absorb that risk on the user's behalf and adjust internal balances quietly. Cardholders are unlikely to see direct impact unless an issuer explicitly pauses LTC funding. For self-custodial setups that route LTC into a card via on-ramp, the risk is more direct. If you initiated an LTC transfer between Saturday morning and the patched release, check that the transaction hash is still present on a current explorer. If it is not, the transaction was rolled back and needs to be rebroadcast from your wallet. A reminder about confirmation depth. 6 confirmations has become folklore for safe enough on most major chains. But the Litecoin event is a reminder that depth thresholds are statistical, not absolute. Bugs, edge cases, and rare network conditions can produce reorgs that exceed any reasonable default. Merchants and platforms accepting larger LTC payments should review whether their confirmation policy is calibrated for normal conditions or for tail risk. The Litecoin Foundation has not yet published a full postmortem with the technical details of the bug. That write-up is expected to follow standard responsible disclosure timing once enough nodes have upgraded that publishing the exploit details no longer creates risk.